This was one of those controversial songs.
Mm-hmm.
This was so controversial. This was during the time when Z100 would do all these shocking things. Like they did the thing with Madonna's Like a Prayer, and the DJ actually locked himself in and played the song because they weren't allowed to play it, and got the station fined. And I think this is another one where they kind of locked themselves in and played this song over and over and over.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to another episode of A Little Bit of Everything with me, and I am your host, Angelica. This is a podcast that talks about a little bit of everything, so sit back and enjoy the show.
This ought to be amazing. This ought to be amazing.
My pick. Oh my goodness.
Welcome to Shower of Karaoke, where we find out whether that song should be sung at karaoke or stuck in the shower. Now please welcome your hosts, Angelica and the Coupon Queen Band.
It's Shower Karaoke time with my co-host,
the Coupon Queen Band.
Thank you to our listeners for tuning in on another episode of Shower or Karaoke, where we pick a song of our choice and we decide whether if it's shower worthy, leaving it in the shower, or karaoke worthy. Let's take that song out in the town. But before we even get started, happy, happy Friday, Coupon Queen Pen. How you doing?
Happy Friday. I am good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic because it's Friday.
Know,
have you been picking up your pumpkin spice latte if you're into that?
I try to stay away from pumpkin spice anything. It's one of those crazy things. I think they start in August with the end of August with the whole pumpkin spice thing. It's like, enough of the pumpkin spice.
You're right. And even if at Bath and Body Works, like they're already like in mid-August, already pumping out all the fall themes. It's soon to be like Christmas theme, which is pretty crazy. It's like we haven't even hit October yet, and you're going into like you're ending fall and you're going into Christmas, literally.
Exactly.
So yeah, I'm not into the pumpkin spice stuff. I'm more just like stick with my latte and call it a day. No need for the extra stuff. I'm okay with just regular coffee and milk.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
Well, this week we have another three great songs and a new collaborative pick. So I'm going to go first this week, and I decided to go back to, as I'm looking for my release date on my notes. So this song was released as a single in the year 2000, but it was on the album in 1999 on their seventh album by this great band called the Red Hot Chili Peppers. They did release quite a bit of good songs. And this one I picked is called Californication. To me, Californication is just like the vibe of it. I feel like I go into more of the instrumental stuff when it comes to music, because that really makes a huge difference when you got the right beat to go with the lyrics. I don't know. I just like it. I feel like this was a song that everybody at that time was like, oh my God, Red Hot Chili Peppers, and especially Californication.
You know how I feel about the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Mm-hmm. I mean, anyone that's listened to season one knows my dilemma with my Red Hot Chili Peppers CD that was broken. You know,
sad moment,
but yes.
sad moment in time. So let me get warmed up here and let's get started.
Psychic spies from China try to steal your mind's elation. And little girls from Sweden dream of the silver screen quotation. And if you want these kind of dreams, it's Californication. It's the edge of the world and all the Western civilization. The sun may rise in the east, at least it's set on a fine location. It's understood that Hollywood sells Californication.
Well, my big question is, what do you think this is? Is this going to be a shower song or karaoke?
Oh, this is definitely a karaoke song.
I definitely agree. This is definitely a karaoke song. Dream of Californication. Now, Coupon Queenpin, it's your turn.
Oh my gosh. So I went back in time this time and I picked the song all the way from 1971. And this group was everywhere during that time period. I'm talking about The Temptations. And people even sing the song now because it's just one of the, that, you know, you got to slow down, have the windows down, you know, you're on a road trip, you're rolling and everything's breezy. And, you know, because it's just my imagination.
You got that.
Exactly, exactly. So let me get warmed up and we're gonna do this.
Cause it's just my imagination running away with me. Just my imagination running away with me.
So it's just my imagination running away with me. So is your imagination running away with you? Is this shower or is this karaoke?
I got to say, because of the smooth, slow melody, it's got to be, you got to have the right person to really sing this song. And for me, it would be very difficult to sing that melody, especially in a song like this, because it's so smooth and you're just like, each day through my window I watch her, and it's just like I can't do it. I guess I'm generally a loud person. So I'm gonna say shower. This is gonna be a shower song for me.
Cool. I can respect that. I can definitely respect that. So oh my gosh, we are up to our collab pick
already. I cannot believe it. It's our collab pick time, and guess who picked it? Me.
Yep.
So this week we decided to go back to 1991 by the artist called R.E.M., Losing My Religion. You know, it's crazy when you hear the title, everyone's like, losing your religion, like, oh my gosh, it's not really what it really means, in my opinion.
Oh my gosh. You know, the funny thing is, this was one of those controversial songs.
Mm-hmm.
This was so controversial. This was during the time when Z100 would do all these shocking things. Like they did the thing with Madonna's Like a Prayer, and the DJ actually locked himself in and played the song because they weren't allowed to play it, and got the station fined. And I think this is another one where they kind of locked themselves in and played this song over and over and over. So yeah.
Wow. Interesting. Good to know. See, I didn't know that was happening, and what from you remember when the song is around. But with Losing My Religion, it's just, again, it's one of those songs you hear all the time. You're shopping. I remember throughout my working years in retail, because it was a long time I've been in retail. This was a song that always literally came on all the time. I felt like every 12 songs you hear REM, Losing My Religion. Very popular, like you said, could be controversial, but it's just like, again, I gravitate to like the instrumental part of it. And his voice was amazing. REM's voice. I just like the song.
Yeah.
Let me get warmed up here and let's sing the song.
Oh no, I've said too much. I haven't said enough. I thought that I heard you laughing. I thought that I heard you sing. I think I thought I saw you try. Every whisper, every waking hour, I'm choosing my confessions.
That's me in the corner. That's me in the spotlight. Losing my religion, trying to keep up with you. What do you think? Is this a shower song or a karaoke?
This is a karaoke song. I would have to say this is a karaoke song.
I gotta agree with you. This is gonna be a karaoke song for me because I feel like it's an easy song to sing it. You're not like adjusting too much in your vocals. Like I'm saying this like I've been in the industry for so many goddamn years, but really it's not. I'm just going by what's easy for me to sing with karaoke, but yeah, definitely karaoke song in my books.
Wow. Oh my gosh. So we've gotten through three picks and another episode.
Another week of karaoke. Sorry, another week of shower karaoke.
Well, yeah, karaoke, shower karaoke. It's just fun.
It's just fun. But guys, please, if you have any song requests that you want us to sing or any songs you want me to butcher to sing, again, if it's a complicated song, that's going to be Coupon Queenpin's wheelhouse there because she's really good. But if it's a song that you want us to talk about, review it, determine if it's shower karaoke, send it to our way. Our information is going to be in the show notes. You can definitely reach out to us through social media and say, hey, sing the song. Now, if it's really complicated for the both of us, that's something we really got to think about it. We may just do it, but not sing it. But
yeah, because we've had some songs in the past that were just like, why did I choose this song?
Mm. Yes. And the behind the scenes of that ain't pretty because wow, it's unbelievable how much time you put into it in the 12 to 30 second singing. So yes, but we're open to suggestions. We've got the playlist going on iTunes and Spotify for season 1, season 2, and season 3. Definitely follow it, check it out. And we're looking forward to more requests. And yeah, like this has been great. We love the feedback that we've been getting. We love your support on season 3. And how many more episodes left? We don't know yet. We're still going.
I know. We're still really still going. So yes, let us know. Let us know what you think.
Is it safe to say to wrap this up?
Let's do it. So guys, as always, be good to yourselves and be good to each other.
And that's all we have for now.
I'm Anthony.
And I'm Jessica with the Beautiful Feet Podcast.
Hey, it's your boy Bromar, host of The Bromar Show.
Hello, everyone. It's the Coupon Queenpin from the CQP Moments Podcast.
What's up, everybody? This is your boy Ken, aka The Gentleman of the Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast.
Hi, this is Stephanie Valente, your local massage therapist.
And you're listening to a little bit of everything with Angelica.
That's it for now, and thank you for tuning in on another episode of A Little Bit of Everything with me.
I hope you enjoyed this episode. Just don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe on the podcast platform that you're listening to.